Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to PopCulture.com's group chat, where we talk about all the reality TV news that we care about and you need to know. I am one of your hosts, Anna Rumor.
And I am Victor. Wow, I was about to get my Twitter handle out. I was about to say, and I'm Bea McGonomy.
Listen, we're starting strong this week.
I'm Victoria McGonomy, in case anyone cares.
And
words
in case
have been
anyone
very
wanted,
hard for me this week.
You wanted to find you on Twitter, there you go, right off the bat.
Yeah. Or Instagram. I'm a ghost on Twitter. I need to get better with Twitter.
No one needs to get better.
No.
Twitter.
Okay, good.
There's too much on Twitter. It's bad. Anyways, Jameson's also going to be gone this week. He'll be back next week, hopefully. So fingers crossed. And then we'll dive in with him later. We've got a lot to catch him up on. But we're going to talk about The Bachelorette for a million years today. Not a million years. We'll cut it down. But we have a lot to say. We've been really holding ourselves back talking about it off camera and off mic. So look out for that. We've got a Kardashian roundup because those Kardashians are back at it again. And just when you think they're like gone and stopped making people mad, they're back and they're making people mad again. So we'll talk about that. And then Big Brother is finally over. And I have to say the finale was the best episode of the season.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah. So let's start off with The Bachelorette. I know we've been itching to talk about this. Okay. You are making
chill
like
bumps right now. I'm so excited.
You're like shaking. So this was a weird episode. Just breaking it down just a little bit. This is the episode where we see Tayshia officially, you know, she emerges from a pool.
Oh, that promo was awful. That was so cheesy. That was like something I shot in my backyard. Okay.
So basically, you know, the rumor has been that Tayshia is going to take over for Claire this whole season. We got confirmation. I mean, we had confirmation because everyone was talking about it. But this is officially now we have seen our first glimpse of Tayshia after Claire kind of freaked out on everyone again.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the Tayshia promo real quick because I was very excited to see her and was like, yes, Tayshia. And then felt kind of gross about it. She's like emerging from the pool, very Bond girl style, but it was also like really close up just of her body in a bikini right off the bat. And I was like, come on, can we not put a little bit more respect on Tayshia's name? Like the first time we see her this season.
And the camera just looked weird and foggy. And I don't know. And I think if you had just backed the camera up a little bit, but like, it was so close.
Yeah.
And also like, okay, listen, you can get the bathing suit. We get it. But also I feel like every other Bachelorette is very, before I started working at Pop Culture, it's not like I watched every season of this. So correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure she's not the first person to like have a promo appearing in a bathing suit. But like, I feel like most women are like running in a field of dandelions and running through a forest. And like even Hannah Brown's promo, like her in like some Twilight forest was really weird to me. But like this was just the camera angle. Like, listen, it's all about the angles. And
they're
the
very
angle did not
weird.
Do justice.
Yeah. And like, you know, if you're going to emerge from the water, she looked amazing regardless. This is not a criticism of her appearance, but like her hair was all the way slicked back. Like that's not what I look like when I get out of a pool. I'll promise you that. But like, I was like, why couldn't you just like lightly dampen the hair? Like we don't need it to be 100% accurate. And, like it's really close up on her. And I don't know. It every other Bachelorette gets to emerge out of in a ball gown or you know, something
really
glamorous.
Honestly, if they could just like let her come out of a limo.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Or open a door and be like, hey, what's up? I'm here. Or something like that.
Exactly. Like, I feel like there was just other options that they could have done and it just did not do her justice. And it was just very cheesy to me. And like, I was watching with my girlfriends. We all were like, oh, that just added the cringe on top of the already cringeworthy episode we just watched.
That being said, I do want to say Tayshia, one of her friends posted her reaction to watching herself come out of the water, and she was like living for it. So if she's happy with it, then that definitely comes into consideration. But for me, it just felt very Love Island, very Bachelor in Paradise. And I was like, come on, can't we just like welcome her in a more like less bikini way? I don't know. I think that we're have a similar opinion to a lot of people though. So it's not just us being crazy.
Right, but let's talk about crazy. Episode. Let's talk about Claire.
Yeah, because we just talked about the last like 2 seconds of it, and it took 5 minutes. So where to begin with Claire? Should we talk about the Yosef thing first?
Let's address that first.
Okay, yeah. So Yosef, we talked about him being a real piece of work about the dodgeball date that we agree was gross, but he also wasn't on. So he confronts Claire. It's clear he just hates her at this point. And he apparently, you know, from the timeline that they're giving in the show, just like really goes in at her for like 20 minutes.
He could have done like a couple sentences. Like it felt wrong watching it. I was like, are you still going?
And she just sat there and listened, which I was like, okay, cool. I would not have been able to do that. I would have been like, right off the bat, change your tone with me, buddy. But also, he was digging his own grave, and I think she realized that. Mm-hmm. But he just came off like an absolute jerk. Like the way he spoke to her was just really aggressive and really condescending. And I was, whenever she told him to beat it, I was like, good.
Well, here's the thing. So he starts off by telling her that he felt that it was unclassy. He would not have done it. But then after like, you know, in watching it, you know, from the viewer standpoint, it lasted for what felt like 5 minutes, but it probably really was only like 3 or 4 minutes. Yeah. Towards the end, he straight up just said, I'm embarrassed to be associated with you because I would never want my daughter to see, you know, you're setting a horrible example for my daughter. So like, here's my thing. You could have just said, listen, that made me feel really uncomfortable. I just feel like if a man were to ask a woman to do that, it wouldn't fly. And I just don't appreciate as a man, you know, I know that I wasn't in it, but like, I just felt that was a little distasteful and I just wanted to let you know. Boom.
And
done.
I thought it was interesting that right off the bat, he was like, I don't think that was appropriate. What if my daughter saw that? And she just very quickly was like, and that's why you weren't on the date. Which made me wonder, is there some kind of, you know, like questionnaire during the process where it's like, what are you comfortable with on camera? I mean, I'm not sure, but she made it very, very clear, but she was like, yeah, we know, but you have a kid. That's why you weren't on the strip down date.
Well, and that's why, I mean, that was probably something that she thought about too. Like, listen, you have a child. I get it. Your daughter is old enough to watch this and understand what's going on. So I applauded Claire for that situation. Mm-hmm. And then of course he storms off and he was like, this, you're the oldest bachelorette. This is why you're so old and single and, you know, blah, blah. And she was like, okay, I'm 39 years old and single because I didn't settle for men like that, which
the line that has been in the promo and everyone was like, it's the line, you know, it's like when they say the title of the movie in the movie, you're like, oh
yes. So I agreed with her on this, but the rest of the episode, for those of you just listening, I'm shaking my head. No,
it is. That is the no silence. Yeah. She is so clearly obsessed with Dale that she is not willing to open up to any of these men. I get it. Like, there are a lot of the bachelors and bachelorettes who come out afterwards and are like, I knew from night one who the person I was going to pick was. But they still go on the dates with them. They still make relationships with these men. Claire isn't willing to talk about anything but Dale. She goes on all these dates with these guys and just is like, what did Dale say about me? Why were you talking about that about Dale? And it's like, girl, they're like, they were so frustrated, clearly. And I thought that was really disrespectful of them too.
So she has told these guys, you know, I think on one of her group dates, she canceled a day date and then made it a cocktail evening night so she could give everyone a fair shot. And she pretty much made it clear. I cannot remember the situation or the scenario, but I remember her telling someone, listen, like, I want to give everyone a fair opportunity. You know, of my time, blah, blah, blah. Well, she spends 45 minutes with Dale, spends about 10 and 15 with the other guys, if even. And then yeah. Dale comes, you know, that was a producer's like, go in that door, open yeah, right. it up.
The bathroom's now. In there, Dale.
Yeah, go in there. So he walks in and like peeks his little head around. I was like, oh, I didn't know you were in here. And she's like, oh my God, what are you doing here? And he was like,
throws
oh
the other guy in the garbage disposal. Yeah. Like,
invites Dale into the date. Listen, we could go on about Dale for years. I agree with you, Anna. I think it's very disrespectful to the other men. Yeah. I did not think that that was okay. She literally gushes over Dale. And again, it adds more speculation. She then calls Dale her fiance to one of the producers.
Yes.
Excuse me?
I was like, wait, excuse me, what is happening?
Like,
some people were pointing out that that might have been a Frankenbitten moment where, you know, they like piece together bits of audio to make it seem like someone said something they didn't say because their mouth doesn't exactly match up with that in the moment.
But can they do that legally though?
Oh, they do it all the time. That's like The Bachelor's big thing. They do it all the time.
Really?
Yeah. So watch the mouths really carefully and pay attention to what they say when you're not able to see them because yeah, they're known for that.
See her. Okay.
Yes. So ooh, people were saying that could be a Frankenbitten moment.
I didn't say that. Okay.
There. Listen. Well, whenever you sign, like, not saying don't go on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, but when you sign up for The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, the contract you get is like hundreds of pages long, and it's you sign away literally any right you have to dispute the way that they portray you, including yeah. things you didn't actually do. So just, you know, word to the wary. But yeah, I mean, even with that though, they can't edit together all of the stuff she does. Like during the roast, when they're making fun of Dale, you know, it's a roast. That's what the thing is. And the jokes about Dale were very light, saying he's a little bit self-involved, saying that Claire's obsessed with him. They could have gone in way harder on things that were
okay.
Like, it wasn't that big a deal. And she was sitting there and she was fuming. She was so mad at them for just carrying out the assignment.
Something I would like to point out is that when someone, again, I still don't know these guys.
Of course not, because we don't get any time with them.
Yeah. When someone called out another guy and pretty much called him, what did he call him? Like a serial killer or like a...
Yeah. Oh, it was
something. I don't know.
They called Bennett a serial killer because he's very like Patrick Bateman in American Psycho.
Yeah, when they called him, she died laughing. When mm-hmm. Bennett got up there and roasted the hell out of Dale,
yeah.
everyone applauded him for it on social media, including all the guys that were there on set.
Dale even called him the goat.
So, oh my God, she got so offensive. And then she, once again, cried. Mm-hmm. She cried afterwards. She's like, it's just not fair and they're being mean. And it's like... Okay, then, but like, does she not understand how she's coming off to these guys? Like,
I don't think she cares necessarily, which makes amazing TV, but is concerning in real life, you know?
Yeah.
But her jokes that they show at the end, the jokes that she made about the men were actually really mean. If you listen, like one of the guys, she's like, I didn't even yes. know you were still here. I thought I sent you home. The other one, she was making jokes about like their bodies.
Yeah.
It was like, those are mean. The other ones are, you know, it's a roast. You have to make fun of someone about something. You can't just get up there and be like, Dale, you know, listen, he's so handsome and perfect. Like, grow up.
I was not a fan of Claire going in. Again, I've said this from day one. I'm a fan of her age. I'm not
yes.
necessarily a fan of Claire. Yeah. Her. Can we talk about the one-on-one date that she had with dude that I still don't know his name?
Zach J.
What are your thoughts on this? I'm interested. Okay. Anna, I need your number. I should have been slacking you because I was like, oh my God, I need to talk to Anna about this.
I know. We'll swap after this because I have so many thoughts. Okay, so this one for me was a very clear case of miscommunication. So what happens that we see is Claire leans in for a kiss. He like kind of leans in, but not far enough. She leans back and kind of thinks that he's not kissing her. And then he's like, oh, for me, watching him panic, being like, oh my God, she thinks that I just rejected her. So he grabs her. A, not okay. Then she is very visibly uncomfortable and is like, no, like, let's just get ready for the date. And this is where it really gets me, where I was like, uh-uh. He grabs her again.
By the neck, though. It's not like he went for his hand. He went for the mm-hmm. neck.
Not okay.
I don't think... I don't think that he meant to be, and listen, I'm saying this because I don't know this guy. I don't know his history. I don't know if he has a history right. of domestic violence. Mm-hmm.
But Claire does. That's important to note. She's yes. a domestic violence survivor. So this was very triggering for her.
Yes. And I can absolutely see why. I don't think his intent was to scare her. I think like, mm-hmm. you know, when a man and a woman are close, or a woman and a woman and a man, are close together and they're about to kiss, and you get that, like, you're holding someone's like cheek and neck and like by their yeah. jaw, you know, I don't want to demonstrate this for anyone because it would look yeah. so weird.
No, lean in, kiss the camera.
Yeah. Okay. Do you, but like, anyways, so I get like when you grab someone like that, like softly, mm-hmm. and I think he yes. was trying to do that, but when you're that far apart from someone and you're pulling and tugging back mm-hmm. a little bit, and men sometimes don't realize their own strength, you know? And I think that that pulled on her a little bit more than what maybe he expected. Mm-hmm. I absolutely see why Claire was triggered, but I also yeah. see, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and just, I'm going to, you know, I can see why he maybe was oblivious to that, because maybe that was not yeah. his intent, but I also think too that Claire carries this like chip on her shoulder of like, mm-hmm. you know, maybe the way that she's been treated in the past, and, but I think that she just carries such a chip on her shoulder that she's so like, if a man isn't like throwing her a surprise party every single day and just like gushing and holding her, even though she has rejected so many of these men to literally annoy the hell out of us about Dale 24/7. It's like, if someone does not go all out for her, mm-hmm. she feels like they're not in it. And that's just not true. And that's a lot of the like, I've seen a lot of speculation online of people just being like, Claire, why are you being so insecure? And, you know, I hate that people are calling her that, but she comes off as just having a chip on her shoulder. And I hate that for her. And I hate that for the guys. And that's kind of how it came off. Like, he was not, I don't know.
No, Siri, I'm with you there, except for the second grab. I could get going for the first one and being like, oh, yikes. Okay.
Yeah.
And like, she's giving off such clear, like, absolutely not vibes after that. She says like, no. And yeah. then if that happened and it was just the first one, it would be like, oh, yikes, that is really bad. And I get her response and I'm yeah. like fully here for it. And also I feel bad for him. The fact that he went for it again, I was like, no, that is not okay. Mm-hmm. To be,
he could grab her hand.
He could, no, he should not touch her after that. I mean, look at her face. She was like defense mode, like turtle shields up after that. Mm-hmm. And even if you're like, oh gosh, I've made a huge mistake, that's when you back up and you're like, I'm sorry, I think we're having a miscommunication or something like that. And you talk about mm-hmm. it instead of doubling down and making her more uncomfortable. So yeah. I could have had a more generous view of it until he went like that. And then I was like, absolutely not. Like,
yeah.
I also think that's not how you interact with anyone. Like imagine doing something that made someone uncomfortable and then being like, oh, sorry. And then just doing it again.
And then
like,
doing it again. Yeah.
I can't imagine. I mean, I also know that it was something that happened in a split second. And I also don't think he necessarily had bad intentions, but that's one of those things where it's like, when you're in a culture of just like going for like aggressiveness, and if you watch any rom-com, it's like you have to go after and fight for your girl, when in reality it's like, no, maybe we're not fighting physically for anyone because it makes people uncomfortable, and it's, life is not a movie. So I think that mm-hmm. he got swept up in that, and then he is not apologizing for it on social media. He's doubling down, so I'm like,
I'm
over it. He's like, I'm like 5'11, if I wanted to tug her I could. I'm like, okay, so now you're saying that? Like, yeah, his tweet back to like Reality Steve was like, I'm big, like if I wanted to like move her I would have. I'm like,
oh, gross. No, okay. No, gross.
We're over you.
Yeah.
Done.
We don't support that. But I will say, it, not just on this date, I mean, and she said after, she was like, his energy just like makes me nervous, and like I've dated a guy like that just like cannot sit still, and I'm like, can you just sit for 2 seconds? But yes. I also feel that because of how vocal she's been about Dale mm-hmm. and how affectionate she's been towards him, I feel like, and just her energy seems very like, I don't know, just not inviting. I feel like she's creating yeah. almost a negative energy with every other person because all she cares about is Dale.
I get that watching the first part of a date where they were just getting pedicures, I was like, this guy, I would throw him out immediately just because he's so nervous. And they're like touching his foot. He's like, oh my gosh. I'm like, okay, this is a horrible date for you. I would hate being around someone like this. But yes, she has made it very clear where her intentions lie and they're not with him. So I can imagine him being like antsy and trying to prove himself a little bit too hard on the date, being like, this is my one chance to maybe make a dent in this.
Yeah.
And you know what? He definitely made an impression, but it was the wrong one. So.
A negative one. An all around cringy episode, honestly. Very. And the next week's episode, cannot wait. And now, okay, I have a theory on this.
This is a great season. I'm just saying. I mean, it's very cringy, but like, hell yeah, I'm totally here for it.
Yes. Okay. So I have a theory, and we were talking about, I wouldn't say it before, but I have a theory as to what's going to happen and how she's going to quote unquote blow the bachelorette up. So I think that the guys, so here's my theory. I think that the guys are getting really frustrated and annoyed and I think the guys are almost going to kind of retaliate and be like, well, if you don't want to date us because you've made it so clear that you want to date Dale, then why are we really here? And I think that they're probably planting seeds in the producer's ear, and the producers are going back to her and talking about it. And then I feel like Claire is going to do what Claire does, being all, you know, defensive of like, well, if you don't want to date me and if you're not here for me, then whatever, then what are we all doing here?
Right.
And, you know, and then I feel like that's how, because there were just rumors that like, okay, the producers pushed her out. I think it was a culmination. I think it's going to be a culmination of a few things, but I think the guys are really fed up at this point.
I think I agree. I think that the guys were fed up. The producer sensed that. We're like, this is not going to be a good season if she just talks about Dale for 15 episodes. Agreed. Yep. And they're like, listen, we had Tayshia in our back pocket because of COVID reasons. Why not like start quarantining her and see what happens? So the guys, you see the guys packing, and I would imagine that I'd be like, I'm over this too. I'm not going to, well, actually, no, never mind. I'd be like, I'm going to hang out as long as possible because this is a free vacation. But other people.
And it's like, don't have to worry about coronavirus. And we're staying here for free.
Dope. I'll hang at this free hotel with my bros for another couple weeks while this woman ignores me. It's nothing against the normal. But I think it's going to be the same thing where it's like the producers were sensing this is getting weird. The guys are getting restless. And they're like, you know what? What if we just told Claire like, hey, maybe you can leave. Maybe you and Dale can go and see what happens. But it's going to be an interesting rest of the season. I'm excited to see Tayshia like embrace it. And it's going to be a lot.
So. I'm interested to see how they handle Tayshia with the guy. Like, are they, I mean, we've asked this before. Are they bringing in new guys? Are they keeping some of the guys? Like what are we doing here?
I don't know. This season is amazing. It's actually bringing me life. So
yes, it's good.
Let's take a quick, I know. We just talked for like 20 straight.
We talked
minutes.
About every highlight that I wanted
I
to
I need like
about.
A
I'm
sip
satisfied.
Of water. So I know. Let's take a quick break and then we can come back. We'll talk about the Kardashians and Big Brother.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
We're back. We are hydrated. We are living our best lives. Let's talk about the Kardashians. I know that...
Another favorite topic of mine.
Yes. So this week they have garnered a lot of attention because basically...
Well, when don't they?
That's true. They do. They get attention for everything. This one was particularly irritating for, I think, everyone. I haven't seen one single person defending them for this, which is, you know, you generally have a few people and maybe you feel differently. So I'm excited to hear your perspective. But
I think I do. I'm excited.
Ooh, okay. Okay. So Kim... and her close quote inner circle, which looks to be like, I don't know, like 20 people, all jetted off for a private island. They took a bunch of like glamorous pictures and then tweeted, after 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal for just a brief moment in time. Everyone right off the bat was like,
your delivery on that. Your delivery on that was so great.
Oh my God. I've watched a lot of Kardashians. What can I say? I wasn't
every
even
time
doing
we
like
a quote. Can you just do it in that voice? Just monotone. Absolutely. Real fast.
Absolutely.
Love that. Mm.
But everyone was like, okay, we're getting the third spike of COVID right now, which is the worst one so far. Like, there's still no stimulus relief package. People are in poverty. People are really struggling to like pay for their houses and put food on the table. And you're just tweeting out being like, you know what? Life is really hard as a rich person right now. So I took 20 of my closest friends on my private jet to a private island where we can all hug and hang out and drink are like fancy cocktails together because life is really hard for us. So it immediately became a meme where everyone's like posting like, you know, pictures from TV shows. People were posting pictures of like The Bachelor. People were posting pictures of the Real Housewives yelling at each other with the same caption. The memes are very funny. But yeah, I was like, guys, oh my God, you have no idea how you come off.
Okay. I got thoughts on this. And I hope people don't come after me with daggers. And I say all of this respectfully. I just want to clear the air on that. Listen, this is, we're going to be serious for a second. This has been a hard time for everyone. Okay. It's been a hard time for everyone. It's no secret that the Kardashians, the Jenners, that they have money. Okay. Like, and I say this, oh man, I'm almost scared to say this because I'm afraid someone's going to twist my words. Listen, unfortunately, the broken world that we live in, there's always going to be people struggling with finances, struggling with illnesses, struggling. Like, there's always going to be somebody struggling. I understand that a lot more people are struggling at this point because people have lost their businesses, people have lost their family members, people are frustrated. I'm frustrated. You're frustrated. We're all frustrated. Yeah. Like, I want to get back in studio. I miss my coworkers, you know? Like, we're all so frustrated. But it was her birthday. She wanted to celebrate with her close family and friends. I think that she announced and she said, and listen, whether she chose to actually get these people tested, which I think that she probably did, because again, she has to consider that she is in the public eye. And
she's got access
one of these
to them.
People, yeah, she has access, but also if people were to get sick, then she would be bashed even more than what she's already being bashed. I feel like people are still traveling, you know, my mom works in the airline. Well, did she retired about a month and a half ago due to all of this, but, people are still traveling. I'm traveling for my birthday next week. You know, I think I understand that it's very sensitive and it's a very difficult time for people to see people like the Kardashians just kind of flaunting their money. But again, I don't know how you live their life without quote unquote flaunting. At that point, like, that just is their life. You know what I mean? Like, they're able to afford a freaking party planner for a private island birthday. Like, that was a little, like, they brought the Kardashian parties, like their extravagant parties, to an island. I'd have been okay if they just like left that piece out and just like rented a nice resort and like had some fun family time.
Yeah.
The party planner, I mean, but it's the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. They're extra, man. Like, do we expect anything different? Yeah. I think people are so mad at them. Like, they expected something different. Like, y'all think they're just going to go like me. I'm over here renting a cheap Airbnb, renting the cheapest car on budget.com that I can get because it's expensive, you know? In my like one extravagant night out is going to be the night of my birthday. You know, I'm going to be eating at a nice Malibu restaurant that I'm probably going to pay an overpriced.
Oh, definitely. 100%. Yeah. But that's like, part of the experience.
Yeah. But like, I think that sometimes people are so quick to criticize and I understand why people are saying, okay, tone deaf, but it's again, like, guys, let's just dim it down for a second. Let's think, do we expect anything different from them? Do we expect her not to do something for her 40th birthday? Again, the party planner.
Well, it's not for me. It's not that they did it. I expect this from them. Private island, whatever. They've never proven to be particularly like, you know, charitable Basic. In the past. Oh, no, yeah. I mean, like, they're not out there in the streets. Like, you know, Kim has her, like, criminal justice reform and stuff like that. But, you know, they're not celebrities that you really expect to help out a ton. So I wasn't surprised by that. For me, it was the caption. You can post pictures wherever you want. The fact that she was like, you know what? It's really hard for us. So, like, we could pretend things were normal for a brief moment in time. You can pretend things are normal all the time. You all have a mansion. There's like 20 of you. You could form your own little village, you rich people. For me, it was just them being like, you know what? Things are hard. So we're taking a brief vacay. Like, okay, things are really hard for you. You need a vacation. We all are like the ones who are actually struggling.
Yeah.
Because of capitalism and because you guys have way too much money. Like,
yes,
that was for me. I know. I don't really care, but they went to the island. That is par for the course. For me, it was just them being like, it is so sad for me to not be able to celebrate my 40th birthday, like, with the thousands of people that I know, so I could only take my 20 friends to the private island. It is very sad for me. Everyone feel that.
I know. Hard
It
times,
was just very victim-y that I was like, get out of here. Like, you guys are fine. I doubt you've had to change your life that much at all. For the rest of us who haven't gone outside in, like, a year, it just grates on the nerves just to hear that tone from them. And then to not have them be like, you know what? You're right. Here's $1 million to, like, a COVID relief fund. To have them just be like, actually, no, we're just going to keep posting pictures from the private island. I was like, I never expect anything from these people.
But or if she went on her little private island trip and then decided to use that moment to highlight, yes, like a charity, like, for this year for my birthday, I don't want any gifts. I want everyone, you know, who's able to donate to this. Like, okay, they could have gone about that. Because here's the thing. I still think this is just the human, like, I'm just one of those people. It's like a fault sometimes, but like, I always want to just try and like sympathize with everyone, no matter who they are.
No, you're a good person. I'm just pissed off in general. I've been pissed off for like a year. So this is their fault now.
Yes, but like I can understand that they probably still too have gone through some very difficult times, because this is, I mean, whether no amount of money can make a virus like this go away, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And but I also see it from your end that like, okay, why couldn't you have just like highlighted something good? Like I'm donating to, you know, homeless people. I don't know.
Yeah.
Families that have lost their business, families who have lost loved ones. Like they could have done something instead of making it so extravagant. And I don't know if you've watched, but, Jay Leno, is it Jay Leno? Oh my God. It's one of those like nightly host people. Jay Leno, the older now with the beard.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a thing on Netflix.
Oh, David
now.
Letterman.
David Letterman. Yes.
I thought you were making the chin movement. And I was like, yes, that is Jay Leno.
No. Oh yeah. No. Oh, okay. Now I remember Jay Leno. No. David Letterman has a thing on Netflix now. If you guys don't ask me the name of it again, words are hard this week.
I forget what it's called, but it's good.
His first episode, he interviews Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. And now that I went through explaining all of that, I forgot the point of the story. I had a really
good
But
you should watch it. It's good.
But you should watch it. Crap. I'm going to think of it when I'm not thinking of it. And then I'll come back and intervene and tell you what my point was. Because there was a point. I had a point.
And it was good. And it would have changed everyone's mind.
Yes.
Regardless of what side they were on, it would have flipped it the other way. Because that's how good it was. No, I just think, I don't know. I mean, they post like vacation pictures all the time. I feel like they could have just done that. It was like the weird disclaimer for me that I was like, okay, we get it. Like, it's not like, you know, it's not like other celebrities are not posting a bunch of vacation pictures right now. You know, like, come on. Yes,
I remembered my point.
Yes.
It was just that posting, they get paid absurd amounts to post online. So it's like, okay, why not? If you've already made it public, say for every single birthday photo I post, I'm going to take all that money and donate it to this charity.
That would be awesome. I would be like, keep posting.
Winner!
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a very good idea. You should run PR for them.
Oh my God. I would be honored. But I agree with you.
Better job.
I agree with you. Yeah. They could have turned it around and made it, you know, I don't know. I guess for me, I wasn't as like fired up about it or mad about it. Cause I'm like, at this point, do we expect anything different from this family?
Yeah.
No. But like,
I mostly just like the memes. They were very funny. Like,
oh, the memes are so really great. Good. The internet. Listen, the internet can be a very dark rabbit hole, but like the internet also can be a glorious place where there's so much entertainment to be explored.
And, well, memes, and the best part is
memes.
I saw like 7 of those memes back to back before I saw the original post. And I was like, what is everyone referencing? And then I saw her post and I was like, oh, this is good.
Yeah. I'm here for this.
Oh, okay. For me, it's just, you know, like the class disparity in America is incredibly disturbing, and it doesn't have to be this way. It's not this way in other countries. We don't have to live like this. So watching it, it's just those brief moments in pop culture where that class disparity is made really, really clear, and it always fires people up. And I think this was one of those moments where you just watch it and you're like, oof, just the way things are in the news right now, seeing the extreme end of people who are just have absolutely nothing and who are suffering and dying, and then seeing the end like juxtaposed right against that. I think that was just too much for a lot of people, and you know, rightfully
so. It's a really sensitive time. And again, I think she could have done it in one had she chose to donate every post or something, because they could pay like, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure it's like $200,000, like a post. Like,
those people could donate $60 million like regularly and have it be fine. And you know what? I don't have their finances. Maybe they do and they don't tell anyone about it, but I'd be very surprised if they were not telling people about it.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Big Brother.
Yeah.
So we had the finale. Spoiler, Cody wins. Like we've been talking about
before. Just go right into it.
I mean, let's just, you know, he wins. We have been talking about this for weeks, how he's probably going to win. And he did.
Yep.
So we started off the night with Cody, Nicole, and Enzo. Nicole won part one of the head of household, the final head of household, which is kind of like a weird, you know, competition. It's not like a full week. Cody won the next two parts, and he picked Enzo to go with him. And then he won. It was the second unanimous vote ever to win season 10, Dan Giesling. He got the first one. I wasn't watching back then, so this was the first for me. And I don't know. I think he really deserved it. I think he played the best game this season. Enzo was with him, and I just don't think Enzo's argument was as strong.
And Cody, what was he back again? He was the first someone of something, and now that's made him the first winner of Big Brother. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? He broke the OTEV curse after 22 seasons. He's the first winner of the OTEV challenge to win a season. So
Cody just marking his name in the Guinness World Book of Records. Is that what it's
seriously
called?
Sure. The Big Brother Book of Records. That's
Big Brother
of these,
Book of Records. Yeah.
No, I think he played a good game. Yeah.
I think he deserved it. And I think that everyone noticed that and they said, listen, like this guy played a really good game, and he managed both. Well, Enzo, I think up until the end, but he managed to fly through how many weeks of Big Brother without being nominated or put up on the block?
Yeah. Both of them.
Yeah. So good for him. He deserved it. I mean, it was a good game. It was a good game.
Listen, do I think that in another season he would have had any chance with that game? Probably not. You know, he's not like the GOAT at Big Brother. You know, no one's going to put him in like a Hall of Fame player. Because the rest of the season, no one else was really playing a very good game. Sorry, but that's true. But he made it to the end. It wasn't a thrilling season to watch because he pretty much had control of it from the beginning. It was one of those super majorities. And, if anyone is going to win, it should have been him.
Yeah. So I thought he did good. I'm not going to lie. I'm ready for another season already. Season what, 23 got announced?
I know.
Yeah,
I want to watch Normal People again. I'm sick of watching. You know, we begged for All Stars season, and then it happened, and I'm like, okay, now I want to see new people again.
Yeah, I want to see like new people who haven't played the game anymore. So yes, I agree. This season was a little boring, but congrats to Cody. I'm glad, you know, Nicole didn't win. I was not.
Okay, can we? This is Big Brother, so it is a game show, and it's not that serious. But I laughed a lot at how much Nicole was like weeping. I'm sorry. She's been really horrible all season.
Yes.
And she just like was crestfallen to not be chosen to go to the final two with him, even though she didn't do anything to deserve it.
Oh, she was pouring tears last night. And I just didn't sympathize with her. I was like, are you shocked? Like,
no. Why would he bring you? Why would he bring you? There's no reason for him to bring you unless he's stupid, which he's proven that he's not, except for the whole Texans thing.
And a couple of other stuff. Bless him. But he and Enzo, I have appreciated. And you know what's so crazy is like, I feel like they, like the producers, like really almost like underplayed their friendship and their relationship and their partnership. You know what I mean? Like it was one of those things that like, hey, you're my day one, but it's not like they were talking left and right all the time. You know what I mean? If anything, it was more Cody and Memphis and like the girls that were in the group of six. And I feel like Enzo and Cody kind of just did their own thing. And they're like, hey, you still got my back? Yeah, I still got your back. You still got my back? Okay, cool. All right.
And that's the way you got it. That's the way you do a final two in Big Brother too, because if people see you banded together so much, then they'll vote one of you out. But you know, Kacer had their number from the beginning. He was trying to get them put up on the block against each other, but no one would listen to him. And that would have changed the game altogether. But I love their bromance. One tough moment that was hard to watch is Enzo kind of freaked out after losing the HOH. And at first I was like, ooh, this is like cringy. What is he doing? But then you realize that how much they give up, how much time they give up, how long they're in the house with literally nothing to do. And to make it that far. And I think Enzo was pretty convinced that he was going to take Nicole with him. So I think for him to go that far and then in his mind get third place again, I was like, ooh, that's kind of sad to watch. I don't know. And he kept being like, it's not you, Cody, you're awesome, but like freaking out in the corner. I was like, ooh, man, that's a real like live human person moment. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we do need to remember that yes, they don't have cell phones, they don't have television, they don't have internet access. Like they literally are just sitting. Yeah, they literally nothing. So they just are sitting pens, in that house. Pencils?
Come on.
Yeah, pens and pencil coloring books.
They can't, I mean, like, you can't even, like, write a, you can't even, like, journal. Like, it's tough, man.
And especially, like, if you're not getting along with people or, you know, it's just, it can be very isolating. And then the more people get eliminated, yes, you're one step closer, but also that's, like, one less person that you can talk to in the house, you know? So I understand why some of these people just... I don't even want to say go crazy, but just, you know, like kind of lose it a little bit because they're just like, oh my God. And yes, and to come so far, I'd probably do the same thing. I'd be like, what the?
Yeah. I mean, I'm making fun of like Nicole for crying, but I probably would have cried too. It's very high pressure and you kind of lose perspective on the outside world when you're not allowed to talk to anyone and you have to play this really intense game.
And we think, okay, it's just a game, but like, I don't know. I don't know about you, but like there was definitely things that I take personally and I'd probably take some stuff personally that people would probably look at me and be like, stop taking it personally, Tori. It's just a game. Like, no, it hurts. I thought that was my friend.
Listen, me and my friends play like Survivor every year where we all get together and like do a real game of Survivor.
Shut up.
Oh yeah. It's super fun.
That's cool.
I almost won last year. I was the last member of the jury. I could have made it. But people like, you know, people's friendships are affected during it because it's, and we're not even playing for like real money. We're just playing for like a stupid trophy. But people are, you know, you take things personally, especially when you're, it's pride. So I get it. Hard to watch. Last thing I want to say about Big Brother, and then we can move on to our pop culture picks of the week.
Okay.
Davon won America's Favorite House Guest, making her the first Black woman to ever win, which is awesome. And we love Davon. Of course she was going to win because she's the coolest and everyone loves her. So that was a big moment. And she earned her role. I mean, think about how many gifts she's in. People who don't even watch Big Brother use her gifts all the time.
Yes. She's love iconic. Davon. If she's not going to win Big Brother, she better win something. And she did. So
And she gave one last iconic face when Nicole emerged as being eliminated, where she like looked down and laughed because she doesn't like Nicole. And it was perfect. Perfect. So good. Love you, Davon.
Yes.
that being said, we're on for the next season. So looking forward to that. Let's move on to our pop culture picks of the week really quickly. Did you think of one or do you want me to go first?
Okay. I think I thought of one. I forgot to touch on this in the Kardashian realm because we got it to, we were talking about something serious, but Scott Disick and Kourtney Kardashian, I believe, are back together and I'm here for it.
I know that. I mean, they've been like flirty on social media for the last couple months, and then they were posting all these pics together on their private island.
Yes. If there's one good thing that came from that private island party, it's Scott Disick and Kourtney Kardashian's relationship.
Honestly, I'm all here for it. I love it.
Oh, my heart does hurt a little bit for Sophia.
Sophia has moved on to something that fits her a little better. Not that I think the age is like a real big issue, but like I just think that she's much younger than him and there's just bigger and better things. I love Scott, but I think that there's just bigger and better things ahead for Sophia than just dating Scott.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that they have not confirmed anything yet, you guys, yes. But both of them have posted and commented on their Instagram post of each other riding bikes mm-hmm. on a sand. I wish that's what I was doing.
Hugging in the distance.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Hugging. And like, I think that is their way of telling us that they're back together.
I think so too.
And I'm here for it. And I hope that this time their relationship is a lot healthier. I hope Kourtney can learn to communicate better. And I hope that Scott cannot lash out, which I think we've seen in the last couple of years that Scott has really fixed some of his ways and is feeling healthier mentally. But let's not forget his quick stint in rehab a few months ago. So I'm hoping that Scott is in a healthier mental and emotional state. And I hope that Kourtney is too. Kourtney just needs to stop like being in Kourtney's world and she needs to learn to communicate better. So I'm hoping that they can finally be the couple we have all wanted them to be for like 10 years now.
Yes. I am in full agreement. And fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Next season. I bet they'll like close out the end of Keeping with the Kardashians with them getting back together. How bookendy would that be?
I know. Well, they're already talking about like returning for baby number 4. And Kim was like, really?
And it's like, wait, are you? I don't know.
This family. I don't think she's pregnant. We would probably know if she was pregnant, but she's so tiny, but
that's true. We never know. We could be a whole other segment on that. But mine is actually about a pregnancy. Sheena Shea from Vanderpump Rules is pregnant. She had a miscarriage a couple months back and was really open about how like that was really devastating for her and her boyfriend Brock. But she is pregnant. She announced it the other day. And you know what? When the first like 3 Vanderpump pregnancies came out, I was like, oh, good for them, but that'll be a boring season. But when Sheena said that she was pregnant, I was like, you go, Sheena. I'm happy for you. Like, I don't know what that means. If you had told me at the beginning of watching Vanderpump Rules that I'd be very excited for Sheena's pregnancy by the end, I would have told you that you were lying. But here we are. So congratulations, Sheena. She's our little Shishu, and we love her so much.
Yes. Oh, really quick though, to add, speaking of pregnancies, I'm really happy that Chrissy Teigen is back on social media and seemingly feeling a little bit better. So we're here for it. Chrissy, we love you.
Yeah. If you have a chance to read her essay on Medium about her pregnancy lost, I was crying and I was at work when I was doing it.
I wrote an article on that. Yeah. Ugh. When I wrote that article, I've never written an article where I had chill bumps and where I had tears in my eyes and I had tears. Like, it was very hard for me to put that article together. And like that article was extra long. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. I cry a lot during work because I am sensitive and I cry at a lot of weird TV stuff, but that was extra tears. That was warranted tears. So, so check that out. And then don't forget to follow us. We're at popculture.com. We've got all your up-to-date news there. I'm on Twitter at Anna Rumor. Victoria, now's the Twitter time.
I am a ghost on Twitter, but this is my same handle for Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at vmagotomy.
and don't find me on Instagram. It's just cat pictures, but you're not welcome there.
Happy National Cat Day.
Happy National Cat Day as 2 proud cat owners. Yes. I think we should celebrate. Let's just take the rest of the day off. I don't know where my cat
is. Yeah, let's celebrate our cats today. I'm down for that.
All right, I'll pour a mimosa. don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
CBS CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.